And welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We are still in Tree Hill, as we will be for another year and a half.
Years.
We are on season 4, episode 7 of One Tree Hill. Mm-hmm. This is All These Things That I've Done.
Yes.
Which is a killer song.
Yes, it is.
Like, as I was reading the title, I was like, this sounds like something. And then when I
saw
that it
was can't
the killers, I was like, all right.
Yeah, I can't think it in my head without thinking it in the, like, song.
Well, that's what it was. I was like, wait a second, this is...
Yeah.
I have so many logistical questions about this episode.
That's fair. I feel like I have a few as well. But also, I was, like, slightly distracted the entire time I was watching it because that's just the way my brain has been all day today.
Yes.
So apologies for that in advance.
But yeah, before the record, this episode takes place over one day.
Okay. Good to know.
Which, like...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like I have a lot of questions, especially where Brooke is concerned.
Yep.
Yeah.
Samesies.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we start at a fashion show.
Yes, we do. So, Brooke is at her, what's it called? Tarte?
Yes. Yeah.
That she was asked to be at. And so, like, there's, like, models everywhere. Nick shows up. Nick's his name, right? I'm not making that up. Okay, great. And she's like, what the hell are you doing here? Like, no one can, like, someone might see you. But then he's all like, I don't know. He's gross about it.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember who... Oh, I think it was... Oh, yeah, no, because... I don't know.
There was something like... He says something like, why can't the teacher just be here to, like, check on his most promising student? And I was like, huh!
Well, and then it turns into, like, most promising sexy student something something. And I just... Yep, that's where I was like, huh!
Anyway, turns out Mouth is also there, so she, like, shoves Nick behind a curtain.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, helping her get ready and, like, give clothes to the models. And then she asks him to, like, help paste body jewels on one of the models. And he's like, Anyway.
Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, we go to Haley is at the apartment and she's like trying to get a big Rubbermaid container down from a high shelf. I mean, she's not even that high up, but Nathan's like, get down.
Yeah.
You are pregnant. Please don't do this. I will do it for you. The box becomes relevant. However, before that, she tells Nathan that she wants to go to Duke with him. She got her acceptance letter. And so he supported her music dream. So she wants to support his dream to play at Duke. And you're like, yay!
And plus, like, at this point, have we ever known what Haley plans to study in university?
I don't think so. She just, I know she had, like, it in her head that she wanted to go to Stanford. But, like, other than that, I don't think there was a particular program that she was, like, after.
Yeah, like, I think it was one of those things where it's just, like, Nathan has to go to certain, like, basketball schools, which makes sense. But, like, and I totally get, like, having, like, you know, like, standards, like, Stanford's, like, the school that she wants to go to. But I don't think it was that thing where, like, that was the place that had the thing that she wanted. So, like.
Right.
Also, Duke is, like, a very important university. Like, it's
not
Ivy
League,
but it's, like, that next,
but
whatever
that
next tier is.
Yeah, it's a good school.
Yeah, so. Be, like, no skin off her back, you know what I mean?
Right. It just makes sense, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, turns out she has... I don't know why she has all this stuff in these boxes. But she's decided to babysit for a little extra money and some, like, child experience.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
So she has, like, I don't know, craft supplies in these boxes? Toys for children?
Yeah.
Maybe it's stuff that she had that her parents gave her when they sold their house and decided to ditch their...
Yeah.
Teenage daughter, because they're like, you're married now, babe, you're on your own. Anyway, I'm just impressed that they have storage in this place.
It's a very fantastical apartment, that one is.
Yeah. smells like storage. Wow.
Yeah.
The dream. The dream.
I know.
Anyway. She asks Nathan to stop by, and he's like, no, I don't really like kids. And she's like, excuse me? He's like, don't worry, I like our kid. Then we go back to the fashion show.
Yes.
And Mouth is very non-strategically pasting these body jewels on this model. Kind of looks like he just, like, spilled them on her.
Yeah.
Anyway, she makes some comment about, like, his hands, and he ends up dropping one down her shirt or something.
Yeah. And he's just, like, so mouth about it. He's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh my god.
It's hilarious. Well, but then she's like, just like going on about, oh, you're so cute. And then like, I bet you're a virgin. And I was like, oh my god, what's happening? Anyway, she ends up inviting him out with her friends because I guess they all have virgin fetish. And basically implies that if he goes out with them, he probably won't be a virgin tomorrow. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
How old are you? I mean, she's a model. She could be young. What do I know?
I can't remember how old she was at this point because, spoiler. I
don't know if they ever say.
She is a... Carrie D. English. She won one of those early seasons of America's Next Top Model.
Okay.
That's like, for like half the episode, I'm like, who is this?
I actually was wondering too, and then I just forgot to look it up afterwards.
Yeah. Because like that definitely would have been probably before it super went off the rails. And like in the first, was it, would that have been the first season? I can't remember when it started. But definitely like one of the first few seasons. But yeah, she was the winner. But yeah, it's gross. And
it is gross.
Poor Mouth.
I just like, I didn't know what to do with so much of this episode. Well, and like, because once again, so we go to Peyton, and this thing has been happening to Peyton lately. Where she is, like, entirely divorced from the rest of the narrative. Like,
yes. She has nothing to do with any other characters except for Lucas.
The only other character that has anything to do with Peyton is Lucas.
And that's been, like... Well, I mean, I guess the thing happened in season 5, so this is, like, 2 solid episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just weird. And I get that, like, she's not... Her and Brooke aren't friends, and like,
yeah,
Haley has stuff going on, but like, no one has been like, hey, where's Peyton?
Yeah, the only person checking in on her is Lucas.
Yeah, it's weird.
Anyway, so she feels very separate from everything right now, and her storyline feels very separate from everything. And even though like Brooke has her fashion thing going on, which could feel very separate, it doesn't because Mouth is there and Rachel shows up eventually, and like, she's still going to like the game for cheerleading, and like there are reasons Peyton is not doing that, but it's just, it feels so strange how like separate Peyton's entire story is from the rest of everything that's happening in these past couple episodes. Anyway, she's painting a mural of a like scary bulldog above her bed.
Yes.
When she hears something downstairs, and I'm like, girl, what happened to all those locks?
Well, we learn a few times this episode that it's all questionable.
So she goes downstairs to check, sees that the door is open, okay? And instead of being like, hey, that's freaky, maybe I should check to make sure nobody's in here, she just, like, immediately goes to lock it. And I'm like, is someone not inside now? Like,
yeah.
Anyway, someone is inside. It's Derek. Real Derek.
Yes.
Her brother Derek. Yeah. Who is inside because he has apparently made a point to find all of the, like, points of entry in her house, all the weak spots. that someone can break into, which I suppose is oddly helpful in a way.
Yeah.
And he basically just wants to make sure she's okay before he goes back to his life. So even though he said he wasn't going to stick around and didn't care to be that guy, obviously he's having a harder time just walking away from her than he thought he would.
Yep.
So we find out she hasn't been to school in like a week. And he's sort of giving her crap for it. So she's like, fine, I'll go if it gets you out of my house.
And then she makes, like, a joking comment to herself. Yeah. I like the other Derek better.
Which, like, I know it's supposed to be a funny joke, but, like, I don't know that that's a funny joke, guys.
Yeah, well, there's just, like, there's a few of those comments that then, like, get bookended at the end as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Or at some point throughout the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. So we go to the river court.
Yeah.
Where Luke and Skills and Nathan are playing, hanging out, doing their thing.
Well, because they're practicing because Luke is going to play again.
Right.
So they're, like, helping him or whatever.
And then a sketchy car pulls up.
Yes.
Guess who it is? Anyway, Nathan's like, I'll be right back. It's Dante. Predictably, Dante wants his money back, which Nathan does not have yet. And this is so strange to me because he's like, I asked my mom for a loan, but she's not in a good place. And I was like, why wouldn't you have just gone to her in the first place? Like, I know that initially it was like he didn't want to bother her, but if you were going to go to her anyway, wouldn't that have just been the place to start?
Yeah. And like, I get why later in this episode, like, why it kind of the thing, but like,
yeah. Anyway, he's 10k in the hole. JK, it's actually 15 because Dante has decided to apply a 50% interest rate.
Yep. Just because he can.
Yep. Yikes. Like I said, that other guy looks like somebody who could break your kneecaps.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan is gonna get his kneecaps broken if he's not careful.
Yeah.
So Dante talks about like what people are saying about the game and something about, you know, winning by 10 points. And Nathan's like, oh, we're gonna win by way more than that. And Dante's like, what if you didn't though? He's like, this will all go away. We can wipe your debt clean. Just make sure that you guys don't win by more than 10 points or 9 points or something. Keep it under 10 points.
Yeah. Because so many people, apparently in Tree Hill, North Carolina, are betting on high school basketball.
I mean, whatever.
I know.
So anyway, this is Nathan's choice. He either shaves some points or he gets 15 grand. By that night.
Yeah.
So, yikes. I just, the storyline stresses me out so badly, and I don't actually quite remember how it goes. Like, I can't remember if he loses his Duke scholarship over this, because I can't remember if it comes out.
Well, and then, like, this game that they're talking about in this episode is, like, the semifinals or whatever, like,
yeah.
The next game is the state championship. Yeah. Which we know happens in episode 9, so I guess episode 8 is going to be maybe an in-between. Because obviously, like, the games aren't, you know, back-to-back days or whatever. Yeah. So, like, maybe it's going to be talked about in the next episode, but it's...
Maybe.
And then I'm assuming it comes back up in the state championship. But, like, I mean, all to, this right? for, like, literally only 2 games? That's so stupid.
I know.
And yeah, I can't remember what happens with anyone in school after high school. So yes, like,
and
if
I mean,
he loses
part of
or
that
if
is
they go or what happens, I don't remember.
Yeah, part of that is because they do the time jump, right? Because like they graduate at the end of this season and then at the beginning of season 5 we've jumped ahead 4 or 5 years, so they're all out of school now.
Yeah.
So I always forget where they all ended up going.
Yeah.
I remember that Nathan is playing basketball, so like I don't know. I don't know what happens here. Because shaving points is
bad news bears.
Not great. Anyway. Oh yeah, and then we get a scene like Lucas and Skills are still obviously they're kind of like watching this go down, and Lucas wants to know if Skills knows who they are, and he like sort of does. He just heard they're into a lot of bad stuff, and you're like, cool. Yeah.
And then at this point, this is when we get the theme song.
Yes,
we have talked about half of the episode.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Gotten to the theme song.
Yeah.
I think it's because, again, it's one of those episodes where everyone is completely separate from each other.
Yeah.
So it just feels so, I don't know, I guess longer. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But we end up back at the fashion show. So at this point, just for timing, it is early in the morning. Brooke and Mouth are at said fashion show. Haley and Nathan are getting ready for their day, but they are going to school, but Nathan's going to the river court first to help Lucas play basketball. Haley's getting ready, and she says she's babysitting after school. And then Peyton in theory is up in the morning, and Derek's trying to get her to go to school. But we have not got there yet.
Nope.
But then now, we are back at the fashion show.
Yes, so I guess Brooke is skipping the day.
I guess. And see, that's what I thought at first, too, but then Mouth was there, and I was like, oh, well, that's weird that, like, they would both, but I mean, I got, whatever.
Unless he went in the morning to just help her out. In the morning?
I guess, but she's kind of there late, he's kind of there, like, later, too, and then...
Maybe they... skipped and well, but
and Nick is there too.
Oh my goodness!
So like he's not teaching, and then then Rachel shows up. So like she's not, but then they all have like a game that night. But then like Peyton's trying to go to school later. So like,
but then also stuff happens in the middle of this episode.
Yeah. Either
so
way,
there are because Brooke, we go back to the fashion show. Brooke is doing like a final check on her models, and that's when Rachel shows up. Right? She has her Maxim cover with her.
Yeah, because that's when it's like, oh my god, like they first, that's the first time that they've done like a hometown hottie on the cover.
Yeah.
And then that's when she finds out that like she's trying to get Brooke to hang out with her, but then she calls her out for having plans with Nick.
Right. Rawr. And then Peyton goes to school.
Which in theory would still be in the morning. Even if she like, say, like didn't have a class first period, whatever, it's still morning.
Yeah.
But she like, has all the flashbacks and like the bell sets her off and she freaks out and Lucas gives her a hug. So we know now that Lucas has gone to school.
Yes. But then he, does he take Peyton home? Yes. He takes Peyton home. No one's going to school today.
No.
Meanwhile, Deb
is
at the doctor's with back pain.
Yes.
With finger quotes. She's trying to get some painkillers.
And like super tricks the doctor.
Yes. Yeah. So like gives her like the whole story about like Dan and Nathan and losing her family and blah blah blah.
Because the doctor says she's like, you know, I really don't want to prescribe these to you. Like I think you need help. And then she's like, oh my god, yeah, I do. Blah, blah, all these problems. So then the doctor leaves and says, I'm going to make an appointment for you.
Yeah, with, like, a therapist.
Which is then when she, like, steals the prescription pad. And you're like,
Yeah.
Bad doctoring.
Oh, boy. And then we're at school. Because Rachel's at school. In the classroom. In Nick's classroom. And, like, she has, like, a gaggle of guys around her who all, like, have copies of her magazine. And they're all like, oh, Rachel.
Yeah.
And then Nick comes in and confiscates the magazines.
Yep.
And she makes some comment about, like, what? I thought you liked high school girls, which is valid.
Yeah.
Valid criticism, Rachel.
Yeah.
But anyway, he wants to, like, see her after class.
Yeah.
So I guess they stay at school all day.
But they...
Mouth, though, is still at the modeling show, because that's with the, still at the fashion show, because that's where we go to next.
That's why literally my notes were like, no school? But then I was like, wait, other people are in school. I'm confused. And then this is when the model kisses him.
Yeah.
And confirms inviting him to whatever party.
Yes.
And then that's when Gigi shows up.
She shows up.
She's not in school. Because even she's like, yeah, I just wanted to, like, stop by and see you. So, like, she knew that he was going to be there all day, I guess.
He has a free period? Maybe they have some free periods.
I guess. Well, then there was one point where I was like, is it happening at the school? Like, I got so confused.
But, like, that would be so weird and also makes no sense.
I know. But we do learn that Gigi and Mouth's first date is meant to be tonight.
After the game.
Yep. After the game, but that's when we know that he has now been invited out by the models.
Yes. Correct.
Dilemma. Yeah.
And then, I guess then we time skip to after school.
At the very least, Haley is done school, because at the beginning of the episode, she said, after school, I'm babysitting. So she is now home, and the mom is dropping off these children. So at the very least for Haley... she is done school.
Yes.
But other people are still in school later.
Although, because the next scene... So yeah, like, these kids arrive. Haley, like, assures the mom that she has, like, every certification imaginable.
And the mom's just like, ha-ha.
Just like, please take my children.
Yeah, like, do you have the number for the local authorities? That's what she says. And then she just, like...
like, yeah, please. And I'm like, why does that not scare you? Oh, well, Haley. And then as soon as... So the mom leaves, they close the door, and Haley turns around, and the kids are gone.
God.
Like, kids?
Yeah.
And then we go back to the school, and Rachel is seeing Nick. And I was wondering if this was meant to be not, like, immediately after the class, but, like, after school.
So this is after school. But then, like... it kind of ends up going back and forth a little bit with them... Nick ends up back at the show, but then Brooke ends up back at the school, and then they both end up back at the show.
Just this is that's the part that's confusing.
Yeah.
The part where Brooke goes to the school is the part that confuses me the most. Yes. Everything else I could kind of make work in my head. Like, okay, you're just totally all agree. Up clearly.
That was the point that I was like, wait, is this just like in the gym or something? Or like, what is happening?
Really weird.
But yes, so it is after class or after school or post something. And Nick, like, calls out Rachel for being insecure and jealous and whatever.
Yeah. And then she calls him out for dating a student.
Yeah.
Which is valid.
Well, and then, like, we're, like, clearly not supposed to know, like, exactly what happens. Because she's like, you know, we can work this out or whatever she says. Like, but I think we have to close the door. And you're just like, ew.
Right?
Rachel, what are you doing? Ew.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that he should have immediately then been like, no.
Right.
No closed doors with teenage girls.
Right.
In school.
Right.
But whatever.
But he obviously does not care. Because then we go to Peyton at home.
Yeah.
And Lucas has to leave because he has to go... to the cafe game. Before the game.
Right. Yes. The cafe before the game.
Yeah. So presumably it's like in between after school and like the game.
Yeah.
I feel like that possibly the people of Tree Hill have more hours in a day than your average person.
Or it's like all the time we tried to figure out on the OC / then inevitably turned into Gilmore Girls, where like clearly everyone's getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning because they do so much stuff before their day starts.
Yeah. They live on an alternate planet Earth that has like a 36-hour day instead of a 24-hour day.
Or like the work day / school day is really only like 2 hours.
Yeah.
From like 12 till 2.
Yeah. They don't do anything else. Yeah. Anyway. Lucas has asked Derek to come by to basically be with her while he leaves. So I guess Lucas and Peyton have just been there all day? Like, Lucas has just stayed at her house all day?
I guess so.
Is that what we're meant to think? Because that's what I took from it.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, Derek is, like, a little bit... I feel like he could be, like, have a softer approach with this.
Yes.
Like, girl has PTSD. Can we give her a break?
Yeah, I know.
Like, legitimately has PTSD.
I know. Like... Oh, it's just a whole scene.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, like, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Because he says, like, he wants her to admit that, like, something's wrong so they can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, his approach needs some work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Peyton ends up saying that she'll meet Lucas at the game. I think.
Yeah.
Does Derek leave?
Well, yeah, because, like, it's the whole, like, oh, I had a panic attack. And then, like, when someone messes right. with you, you have to, like, fight. And then
right.
then he's kind of like, you know what? Yep, fine, whatever. I'll leave. And then that's when Peyton and Luke are talking. And it's just like, I can't let you keep saving me. Barf.
Oh, right, because there was that whole thing about how, like, I have to learn to, like, deal with this on my own. I'm like, okay, but, like, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, eventually, sure. But...
Yeah. These people are trying to help you.
You don't have to be alone. Mm-hmm. Nobody has to be alone. Like, this is not... What are we doing here?
Well, even, like, Derek with his kind of, like, tough love approach, I don't think he's trying to just, like... He wasn't trying to just force her to, like, go or do things or, like, right. pretend like nothing happened.
Right.
It was more the, like, acknowledge that you're not okay.
Yes.
So that then we can help you in the actual way that you need us to help you.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
Then we're back at this fashion show.
Yes.
At some ambiguous time during the day. Because Rachel has come to tell Brooke that Nick hit on her when they were alone together in the classroom.
Because, yeah, I feel like we were meant to think that Rachel was hitting on him.
Correct.
Which is, and, like, that's what Brooke fully calls her out on.
Yes. Just she's like, you're just jealous.
As if, like.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, so now we don't know.
Nope. Yeah. Meanwhile, Deb has put her prescription pad to use. I feel like she also could have gone about this a different way. She's written herself a prescription for 3 separate sedatives.
Yeah, I feel like...
So the pharmacist is like, I think this is an error.
I mean, not that I've, like, done this, but I feel like my plan would have been 1 per.
Obviously.
And to do it all at different pharmacies.
Obviously. Like, that's and, just... This and, is like, basic. If,
like, she's, like, small town, right? So not only different pharmacies, but, like, different small town pharmacy, like...
Right. Like, go drive out to, like, yeah. I don't know, what's the nearest town?
Yeah, I just...
Like Raleigh or something. I don't know where they are.
Yeah. But yeah, so...
Charleston?
Charleston's definitely close enough that we know that they can get there quickly because...
Yeah. Drive out to Charleston. Honestly.
Just something.
Anyway.
Yeah.
She, like, grabs him physically. Grabs his lab coat. And basically is like, fill the prescription.
Okay, she calls him, like, all kinds of, like, the most ridiculous nickname, like,
yeah.
names and stuff. Oh, man.
So then he's like, okay, but obviously goes to the back and picks up the phone. And you're like, yes, he's calling the authorities, because clearly.
I know.
Anyway. So that's happening. Oh, yes, Haley is babysitting. She's knocking on the bathroom door, because one kid has been in there for, like, a really long time. And then the other kid hands her, like, a drink that she's made for her. And yeah. Haley just drinks that without even thinking. And I was like, you've never been around children. Because she immediately makes a face and spits it back out. Because it turns out it's dirt and water.
Yeah.
which, you know what? That sounds about right. Which is when the other kid comes out and apparently has, like, turned the plunger into, like, a fake sword. Yeah. Somehow this kid got some tinfoil. Wrapped it around the... Also, gross. He's just playing with plunger. That's been in the toilet, kid.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's a child.
Yeah. They don't know.
Anyway, they start, like, sword fighting. Haley escapes and locks herself in the bathroom. And where there's, like, wet toilet paper, like, all over the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... This apartment's gonna be a disaster.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Nathan... Is at the house?
He's at, like Deb's house? Deb's house. Yeah. Yeah. Like, the Scott residence.
The Scott residence. The mansion.
Yes.
Going into the safe to try and find some money. But it's empty.
Because even, like, as he's opening it, he's like, I'm sorry, Mom, but, like, I'll figure it out. And then he opens it up and it's empty. Womp.
Womp.
But conveniently, he has the TV on in the background.
Which, like, why? Unless it was on when he got there and he just opted not to turn it off, which I suppose isn't often. But the news is on.
Yeah.
And because Deb happens to be the mayor's wife, she's made the news for being arrested for writing her own prescriptions.
Yeah.
And he's just poshing this and he's just like, damn it, Mom. Poor Nathan.
Oh, I know.
Then we flip over to Dan and Karen in the cafe, and they're also watching this on the news, and Karen looks like upset about it, but Dan's like, I guess she won't be making the game today. And you're like, you're such an ass.
I know.
Man. Then we get the thing that makes the least sense in the entire episode, which is that Brooke goes to the principal's office, and I have several questions about this. One. Well,
it seems as though she has been called into the principal's office.
Correct.
Which, had she been at school, they would have done the, you know, like, Brooke Davis, please come to the office. But she was not. So I guess he just called her cell phone?
That'd be the only option, because do they even know she's living at Rachel's? A. B, right. Her parents are not around, so it's clearly not coming through her parents.
Yeah.
And, like, what other way would they have to contact her other than her cell phone? So, like, first of all, how has she been contacted in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, for a second, I thought this was, like, the next day.
Yeah.
Because it didn't make sense otherwise.
Nope.
But I guess she's just been called from this fashion show. She's made her way however far away this fashion show and this school are. Apparently closed together.
Yep.
Maybe the fashion show is happening at the college. I don't know.
I don't know. But I guess, so, the principal is saying that there are rumors that teacher Nick is sleeping with students.
Yeah.
He doesn't ask Brooke if it's her. He just asks if she knows something, right?
He says it was implied that it was her.
Oh, right. It was implied that it was her. That's what it was.
Which, obviously, Brooke denies it.
Yes.
But...
And I feel like, in a way, that kind of seemed like she wasn't lying. But then, like, the principal goes on about how, like, you know, he's been suspended, like, he could get fired.
Yeah.
But not in a, like, are you sleeping with your teacher kind of a way.
Right.
I don't know. It was just weird.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Well, and that's why then she's like, who would say this? And then, like, Rachel just pops around the corner.
It was me.
And then we immediately...
Oh my God. And right.
Back at the fashion show. Yeah. And that's where Brooke is. And Nick shows up.
Yeah.
And this is when I literally just, like, scratched out my notes. And it was just like, WTF logistics. Because then he's like, why would Rachel do that? Like, I thought you were friends. But, like, she was being a bitch. And then, like, Because how did...
Like, so yeah, then this is when Brooke says that, oh, Rachel said that you were hitting on her, and he's right. Like, no, she was hitting on me.
And just like, well, because even Brooke says, like, she wouldn't do that, like, not to me.
Right.
And he's like, well, I thought it seemed like typical Rachel behavior, and you're just like, what?
Right.
I don't know. It was just kind of a hot mess. And then... This is when the model that had been hitting on Mouth, because, like, Rachel and Nick are at the fashion show talking, goes up to Brooke, sorry, Nick and Brooke, yeah. And says, like, oh, like, this dress is amazing. Could I borrow it for tonight? And then Brooke is like, you can just have it, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Which seems innocuous at the time.
Mm-hmm. And then he kisses Brooke, because I guess he doesn't care if he loses his job.
Oh, I missed that. Gross.
They said something about, like, can I kiss the, like, I don't know, successful fashion? Blah, blah.
Oh, gross. Yeah, no, yeah, I totally missed that.
Oh, Deb goes to see Dan goes to see Deb the jail. She's like,
so which one of you whores is my ex-wife? Oh, the old one at the end.
He's such an ass. Like, he's not even funny.
No.
Then he pulls this move.
Yeah.
Where he's basically like, I can pull some strings and get you out of this, like, but you have to sign Trick back to Karen.
What?
And you're like, what?
Yeah. That was exactly when I was just like...
I was just like, right out of left field. I had no idea that was coming.
Well, and because like when Dan and Karen were in the cafe and saw that Deb had been arrested, my first thought was like, oh, Karen's going to go bail her out.
Right.
And then they're going to be friends again. And then that's how they'll have like Trick and be friends again.
Right.
That apparently is not what happens.
Nope. It's not what happens. Yeah. Which Deb agrees to, but is basically like, I'm not going back to rehab.
Yeah.
Which is when he makes a terrible comment about, like, he doesn't care if she ODs. Ugh. Just as long as Karen gets Trick, like, gets, as long as she signs Trick over to Karen.
I also miss that.
I was like, Jesus.
And that's the problem, many of the problems, with Dan, is that he's doing this thing that, like, at face value is really, so, like, he's trying to help Karen to get Trick back, whatever, but then he's just being the worst human and so mean.
So mean, and also he's just so manipulative. Like, I was watching this and I'm like, what is his angle here?
Yeah.
And that question continues.
Yeah, because, like, even if he could have still just gone and been, like, the exact same thing, but instead of it being, like, like, right. I'll help you out if you sign over Trick, he just could have been, like, hey, you know what? How about you sign Trick back over to Karen? I'm going to, like, sort all this out. I'm the mayor. You won't go to jail. Like, it could have been the exact same thing, but without the evil behind him.
Yeah. But, as we know, Dan is evil, so.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Then we go over to Haley. Poor Haley. She's like hiding behind a table, like the overturned kitchen table, while the kids are throwing things at her. And just she's trying to call everything. The kid's mom to be like, when are you coming to pick up your children? I thought you were going to be here an hour ago. And I guess she's not coming.
Yeah.
And Haley's trying to say, like, she has to go to the basketball game.
Yeah.
But the call disconnects, and she's just like crying behind his table.
Oh, man.
And she's like, who wants to go for a ride? So she's going to take him to the game.
Yep.
Speaking of the game, that's where we are now.
Yes.
Nathan tells Whitey about accepting his scholarship to Duke. Yay!
Sort of.
Lucas notices that Dante is there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what are those guys doing there? Nathan's like, how should I know? Lucas is like, because you were talking to them at the river court. Mind your own business. So Lucas knows something is up.
Yes.
I mean, he is a professional meddler after all.
Yes.
Yeah. So, he knows. There's a little back and forth with Rachel and Brooke.
Yep. Oh, I'm so jealous. Oh, we're wearing the same thing. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yep. Then it's game time. Peyton shows up and does not manage to stay. No. She immediately bails.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and then Derek. She's outside, and Derek is there.
Yeah.
Freaks her out at first, but then she realizes it's Derek. And he has come to apologize for his slightly aggressive approach.
Yeah.
Oh, Derek. And, yeah. And he promises to stop being a jackass.
Yes.
And basically, he just wanted to get her mad enough to, like, try and fight back.
Yeah.
So he says he'll be there for her as long as she keeps trying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And is this where he says that, like, he hasn't let anyone get close for a while and so he was scared too or something?
I think so.
Okay. Can't remember. But anyway.
Yeah.
I guess he's fine being her brother now.
Yep. Even though very shortly we'll never see him again.
I'm assuming he gets deployed or something.
Yeah. There's gotta be, yeah, gotta be something.
Yeah.
And then we go back to the game. Which the Ravens are winning.
Yes.
But they are not...
No. Like, they're only up by, like, 4 or something.
Yeah, they're not dominating, which everyone at this point was, like...
expecting them to.
Which I'm like, if this is, like, the semifinals... to, like, the state championships, this other team should have been better.
But,
like,
I mean, right.
They were going into this game with every single person being like, oh my god, the Ravens are gonna destroy them.
I know, right? I didn't understand that either.
Some, like, Cinderella team that, like, somehow managed to make it, but then finally they were like, oop, nope, can't beat the Ravens.
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird.
But either way, when they get to halftime and Whitey is like, what is going on?
Well, there's also a moment, though, where Nathan fumbles the ball.
Yeah.
And Dante and, like, his sidekick there look happy there. About everything.
Yeah.
And Lucas sees that.
Clocks it, yeah.
And he's like, what is happening?
Well, because, and then when Whitey's yelling.
Yeah.
Classic Whitey. He's like, it's like you're giving away points.
Yep.
And that's when Lucas is like, huzzah!
Yeah.
So.
So then the whole team and Whitey, like, go back out.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucas and Nathan hang back so that... Luke can ask him what's going on because he's figured it out.
Yeah.
And Nathan's just like, don't be so self-righteous about this, which, you know what, Lucas usually deserves that.
Mm-hmm.
However, in this scenario, Lucas is actually right. And, like, listen, I get it. Nathan was put in a really rough situation. Like, totally. They are swimming in debt. He has a wife. He has a baby on the way.
Yeah.
Like, the American medical system is criminal.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is a bad way to go about it.
Especially because, like, they already have, like, medical bills. And, like, just to have a baby physically, like, in an American hospital is like $100,000.
Criminal.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Because, like, I can't remember if it was on this where we talked, I feel like we've talked about this, but, like, these, not like, I don't know, like, Instagram friends, they had a baby and he was, like, wildly premature, like, months right. premature, and they had amazing insurance, but their actual bill was like $1.2 million or something. And then, like, their insurance, like, they only ended up costing them like a couple $1,000s because of, like, the crazy insurance that they have. But I was just like, what? And that was that wasn't even like him then being in the ICU for 3 months. That was just the like getting him and the mother like through the ordeal. Like, it's just so crazy.
I've also seen a lot of things, though, where people will say to never pay your first hospital bill because they usually inflate it, which I can't even believe that's legal. And that's the thing that's just like standard practice. Yeah. But like, if you refuse to pay that first bill, they'll often give you a lower bill.
I just can't like imagine, because like we've obviously never had to. I mean, aside from like, you know, maybe like prescriptions or this, that, whatever, like,
well, yeah,
we've just like never seen a bill. Like, I just don't even know.
I've never
seen
a hospital bill. Yeah, no, that's not a thing.
Right? Like,
yeah,
it's just like,
I've paid
how
for
much does that cost? I don't know.
Yeah.
Ugh. Wild. Wild, wild, wild. But yes. Lucas finds out.
Trying to change that, though. Fun times. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, so then we end up back at the fashion show.
Yes.
No. We're not at the fashion show. It's just Rachel and Brooke talking, but they're cheerleading.
Yes. Yes, right. I think the fashion show is done now, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, they're just cheerleading, sorry.
Yeah, they are cheerleading. Yeah, because Brooke makes some comment about, like, she calls Rachel Payton, and she's like, oh, no, wrong, like, wrong boyfriend-stealing person or something.
Yeah, like, I thought you were, because she kind of goes into the thing, and I thought, like, you're becoming more of a real person, but, like, all the things that you've done to me, like, you're just, you tried to steal Lucas, you tried to steal the cheerleaders, you tried to steal this, like,
yeah,
what is it, oh yeah, you're just a slutty lying liar or
liar
something.
Who lies, so a slutty, oh, yeah, lying, slutty liar, lying liar who lies, liar, lies. Yeah.
Oh.
So Haley's been getting popcorn for the kids during this little halftime break.
Yes.
And they're like, they start throwing it at her. And it's so funny because she runs into Karen. And she's basically like, I don't know how to do this. Like, I don't know, like, how to handle it.
Yeah, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
And Karen's like, nothing.
Yeah.
You are not doing anything wrong. What does she say? Something like, you just have to hang in there?
Yeah. Children are just tiny demons.
Yes. Hundo.
So, poor Haley.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, aside from the fact that randomly there's now this concession stand in the high school gym.
Right? We're at a completely different angle than I've ever seen. This gym looks completely different.
Well, because then we get this wild CGI angle of the basketball game that looks normal, except for Dan and Karen are clearly not on the sidelines, like it's saying that they are, because whatever, 2006, 2007, that was some green screen issues because it was blatantly obvious.
Yeah.
But then to have this concession, like, yeah, it was so weird. But either way, so like,
is this a home game or are they at a different school?
I guess. Well, I mean, if they were at a different school, then that would just throw even more wrenches into all the logistics of this.
I mean, yes, but it would explain why there's suddenly a concession stand.
Yes. I can't remember what the court and the walls looked like.
The college gym? Like, maybe they borrowed that for like a
Or have they gone back to the actual school gym and not the ratty one?
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, it's a weird angle. There's clearly a green screen. They're talking, and that's when Dan gives Karen trick.
Yeah. And Karen straight up is like, it was one thing to accept a crib from you, but I can't take this.
Yeah.
To which Dan then says, like, basically, would you rather let Deb have it? Because she's in no state to run it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he makes a pretty good argument, because it doesn't make sense not to take it. It really doesn't. But you can tell by the way he's doing it that there are strings attached to this.
Yeah.
But, like, what's she supposed to do? Yeah. Give it back to Deb? Like, that's not a good idea.
No. And, like, yeah, like, I didn't realize that this is how, or, like, that this happened, / then what happens from here.
I have no idea what happens from here. Like, yeah. I don't know where this is going at all. Then, more logistical questions. So, Derek has given Peyton, like, a punching dummy. So not like a punching bag, like it's an actual like humanoid looking dummy guy.
Yes, that would have a very heavy base.
Extremely heavy base. You're punching it.
Which they've somehow managed to get upstairs into her bedroom, because we are never anywhere in that house except for her bedroom.
True. This is true.
And I feel like this the directions of the staircase changes constantly. But anyways.
Yep. Although earlier in the episode, we were in her kitchen for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Which we've never seen before.
No.
Anyway. Where did this come from? Did he go and get it? Did they, like, go take a drive to go grab this? Did they buy it somewhere? Did he have this lying around? I have so many questions.
I know. Like, where do you get one of these?
Anyway, he gives her some gloves. He's teaching her how to throw a punch.
Yeah.
Is basically what happens there. They set it up in her room, because obviously that's where you're going to put it.
Oh, man.
We go back to the game.
Yes.
Ravens are up by 9 points.
Yeah.
Because they're ahead enough, Whitey benches Nathan.
Which, for anyone who doesn't know, is 100% what you do.
Right.
If you are the winning team and you are up by X amount of points, you mm-hmm. absolutely seat your first string players for right. exactly what Whitey says. You yeah. could get injured in less than a second mm-hmm. to rest them because you need them for the next game.
Yeah.
A million reasons. Like, this is
yeah.
accurate.
Yeah. And there's hardly any time left in the game.
Yeah.
It's like 30 seconds left or something.
Yeah. Like, at this point, like, he would have been sitting already. He should have been right. sitting already. But because of the whole, like, he's at the 9 points, which is where he has to stay.
Yes.
He doesn't want to sit.
Yeah, and to make sure that we know that.
Yes.
We get a little exchange between Dante and Bear where he says, they score one more point, Nathan doesn't leave this gym in one piece.
Yeah.
All very intense. seems like you wouldn't say that out loud in front of all the other people yeah. sitting at that game, but, you know, it's for the audience.
Yeah.
Whitey sends Lucas out.
And they know, like, they know that, like, the other, because it's, like, 5 seconds, right? So, like, they know the other team's yeah. going to foul. Lucas mm-hmm. has the best free throw percentage. So, yay.
Lucas also is aware of, I can't remember if we said that Nathan explained everything to him, that he doesn't have to lose. They just have to win by no more than 9 points. Yes.
Yeah. That was, like, Nathan, like, fully, and, like, props to Nathan. He told Lucas everything.
Yes, he did.
And explained it and, like, whatever. So, Lucas yeah. knows.
Yes.
That. If he makes one free throw,
yeah,
it's a problem.
Yeah. So, Lucas gets the free throws.
Yep.
He misses the first one.
Yep.
There's a lot of very serious, exchanged between everybody.
Yes, because everyone's
Lucas
like, what?
Nathan looks at Lucas. Jonte is up in the stands looking serious.
One, serious looks. And Mouth and Gigi are doing their podcast yep. commentary, and she's mm-hmm. like, Lucas has 92% free throws and 100% hot, blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, at this point, we're like, oh, Lucas would never miss these shots.
Yeah. Except that he does, because he misses the second one, too.
Yeah.
No one cares, or it really seems to notice that much.
Well, because at that point, it's just locked in that now they're going to right. state.
Correct.
Which is
everyone's just
what everyone wants. So, like, no one's really concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Lucas does not look happy about anything. Yeah. Which is fair.
Yeah.
Not to side with Lucas, but honestly, throughout all of this episode, he's pretty normal.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if he was like this all of the time, I'd like him better.
Yeah, like, he was helping Peyton enough, yeah. but not being annoying.
Yes.
He was helping Nathan, but real. And then, like, there's a scene that comes up later at the end, and it's just, like, even that, I was like,
yeah.
that's exactly what you should have done. Okay.
Absolutely.
So we're at one out of how many episodes are we at now?
I don't know. What episode are we at now?
We got to be in the 70s, right? Because we're season 4, so 2020.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. So it only took 70-something episodes to have one where Lucas is not the most annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, let me get mouth and scales. Yay.
Yeah.
So Skills is like talking about like, you know, wanting a new nickname on the podcast. And yeah. Like, Mad Skills, whatever. But then Mouth asks for advice, basically saying like, do we go out with the models or do we go out with Gigi? And Skills is like so nice at first. You're like, oh, Skills. Because he's like, you know, you got to go out with the girl who's like the most beautiful on the inside. And you're like, oh. Then he's like, nah, dude, like,
yeah,
opportunity only knocks once, like, get those models. Or else I'm going to, he says something like, says something like that, like, if you don't, I am.
Yeah. Oh, then we get this really cute scene. So Haley's, like, freaking out, trying to find the kids after the game, and she's, like, asking all the cheerleaders, like, if anyone's seen them. And then she sees that they're with Nathan, and he has one of them up on his shoulders, like, helping them shoot some hoops, and he's teaching them how to how to throw, and it's really cute.
Yeah.
And so Haley comes over and it's all just adorable.
Yes.
And then after the game, Brooke goes by to see Nick because she wants to stay the night because she doesn't want to stay with Rachel because she's mad at her.
Yes, because at this point Brooke has determined that Rachel is lying.
Yeah.
And Nick is telling the truth.
Correct.
Which immediately should tell you that that is incorrect.
Yep. Well, because he does that thing, right? Where he's like, oh, I'm just going out. And you're like, oh, what is this man up to?
Yeah, I was just going to get food. Do you want to come with?
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, sure. I just want to drop my bag.
Yep. Which...
And that's when she sees...
The red dress.
The red dress.
Remember that dress that the model asked if she could borrow?
The extremely 2000s belt on it. It was.
But then Brooke, like, flings the doors open.
Oh, yeah.
And Nick's top model is standing there in, like, lingerie.
Lingerie.
So Nick gets slapped a couple times.
Yep.
Ugh. And like, she's extra mad, like, because she's like, I hate you for being a jerk, but then also, like, I hate you because you, like, made me doubt my friend, and, like...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get the end montage.
End montage. So Lucas is sitting somewhere.
Pondering off into the distance.
On some steps.
Yeah. But...
I don't know. Are they the school steps? I'm not quite sure where these steps are, but they're outside. He's looking broody.
Yeah.
Brooke goes back to Rachel, tells her she was right.
Yeah.
They're friends again.
Yeah.
Mouth is waiting outside of this, what looks like a bar. And so you think he's decided to go.
Yeah, because there seems to be a lot of models, but like, he's looking for the one that he's waiting for, but she doesn't seem to be coming. So then you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, he's going to get stood up by this model girl. Except then Gigi shows up looking real cute.
Yeah. That was just their, like, point that they were going to meet at.
Yeah. So.
Yay.
This mom finally picks her kids up.
Yeah.
One of them hugs Haley on their way out, and she's like, aw, that was cute. Yeah. And then Nathan pulls a kick me sign off of her back, and she's like, okay, maybe not. The apartment is a disaster zone.
Yeah.
And Nathan's like, so you still like kids? She's like, I'll like our kid.
Yeah, just like Nathan said.
Yeah,
we'll call back. Oh, cute.
Yeah. They're cute.
But then Nathan goes to the river court.
Yep.
And Lucas is at the river court.
Yep.
And they have some words.
They do. because Nathan thanks him.
Yeah.
And he says, like, it's over now. Like, that's it. This was a one-time thing.
Yep.
We're done. And Lucas says something like, how he'll always be there for him. But never again.
Yeah, like, you know that I'll always be there for you.
Yeah.
But never again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh. Oh. Yeah.
He's like, but I'm not doing that again. Yeah. Which is valid. Again, like... And... I liked Lucas in this scene because, I don't know, he seems like really just legit here. He doesn't seem to be doing his Lucas self-righteous thing. Like, he's just like, this is my line.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it again.
Because so often, like, it's more, it comes across more like, because Lucas is better than you, so that's why. But no, this is affecting both of our futures, our family's futures.
Yeah.
You are my brother and I care about you, but like, this was bad, but like, I helped you because you're my brother, but like, we're not doing this. Like,
exactly.
It had nothing to do with that usual Lucas, oh, I know better than everyone else. This was him just like real bros being real bros.
Yeah. Like I said, if he was like this more often, I'd like him better.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't have a stupid face on. Anyway, then Dante's car drives by the river court, all sinister like. And that's our episode.
Yeah. So I feel like obviously like the point shaving has to come up for the state championship game too.
Hundo. Right? There is something that happens with this and I can't remember why or how it comes about.
Yeah.
But something happens.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What did you have as the most high school moment?
I ended up going with that point where Rachel's in the classroom with her magazine and all the guys are, like, around her just because it felt very high school.
Yeah.
That sort of, like, pre-class, like, you know, not quite her being on the cover of a Maxim magazine, but just, like, the vibe of...
Well, yeah, just that anything of, like, oh, the hot popular girl, something, something, everyone being like, oh, my God, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Who did you have as most annoying?
Nick.
Agreed.
He's the worst in this episode. Great. And nobody else is, like, Dan's an ass, but not in, like, an excessively annoying way. And as we've already established, Lucas was not annoying in this episode at all.
Mark that down.
Yeah, and everybody else is, like...
Yeah. Well, like, for me, it wasn't even, okay, like, obviously, like, Nick sleeping with the model, like, that was awful, but, like, that wasn't even it. It was that very, very start when he was like, ooh, my promising, sexy student, something, right there. No. 2 minutes in, out.
Yep.
So only, like, I mean, aside from, like, the kids and the mom, whatever, but, like, the new person who, again, we're never going to see again. As I said, was Carrie Danglish, who was... Would that have been the first year? I wonder how fast we can... but yeah, she was an America's Next Top Model. Cycle 7. Oh my god.
Oh wow.
I wouldn't have even thought that that was like that far in. My goodness. I was literally thinking it was like seasons 1 or 2.
Man.
Not 7. Holy crap. I mean, that show crashed and burned pretty hard. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't remember. I just, like, stopped paying attention to it.
Well, and that's, like... Well, and because at this point, I think it would have been on the CW as well.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that's why all of this is happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the CW really does, like, to...
Sure. Yeah.
Although... Well,
and because at this point, really, like, it probably would have, like...
Does it?
Pardon me?
The CW?
Does it exist?
Yeah, hasn't it kind of been restructured?
I don't even know.
I think so.
It, well, because, it, yeah, it just keeps, like, changing. Well, and just because with, like, the way that streaming and cable and everything has changed, I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it's, I think it's pretty different. They dropped, like, a bunch of their shows and stuff. But anyway.
Well, yeah, because it's weird, because then, like, other shows, like, pick up other show, like,
yeah.
Other networks pick up things, and, like.
So, who knows?
Okay, see, this is what it was. See? Because, yeah, because it was, oh, yeah, it used to be UPN, then it became the WB, and then or like UPN and the WB merged and they became the CW in 2006. So that's when, that's why, again, this would have been like a big deal because she probably had just won.
Okay. And then
this would have been happening like right after that. So it would have been like, whoa.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wild. Oh, America's Next Top Model. Ren Top. Okay, what else are we missing? Quote of the episode.
Oh yes, this one I did not have anything for.
I kind of kept flipping, but then I really just liked when Brooke said, "You're the slutty liar." No, slutty lying liar who lies.
Yes, I mean that one. Yeah, that's like that's got to be it, probably.
And then what did you have as the song of the episode?
What did I have? The song that I actually recognized was The Funeral by Band of Horses.
Which is the most misuse. This was, like that song is the epic of all epic songs. Like, it's probably, you know, just like that other one that was in all, that's always on everything. This has probably been in, like, every TV show, but, like, at pivotal and, like, critical moment. That was all I wrote down, was absolute misuse of this song.
Well, yeah, because it's so kind of, like, almost buried.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really stand out. It's just kind of there.
And it's, so, like, and it's playing over Brooke finding out that Nick cheated.
Yeah.
You know, Mouth and Gigi going on a date, Nathan and Haley coming home, and then like Lucas and Nate having their like talk on the river court. Yeah. Like that is not, this is when someone should have been dying. Something should have been like, because again, this is one of those songs where I'm like, use it every time. Love it. Don't get like, absolutely like use it.
Undo.
But this was, that was the only, the first thing that I wrote down. As soon as it started, I was like, misuse. No. I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
Because obviously it should be that song. Any other episode of any other TV show, we would immediately be like, oh my God, Funeral, Bed of Horses, yes.
Yeah. But that was also the only song I noticed, though, in the episode. Like, maybe just like because and I was like, this is strange.
Yeah, like there was some like obviously playing over like the fashion shows and stuff. Yeah. And there was like a Bravery and Silver Spun Pickups, whatever.
Yeah.
And then like at the game, there was a song too, but then that one felt like a song, but it's not a song that I've ever heard of before.
Right.
So then, yeah, to come in with this, like, epic song of songs.
I know. It was very strange.
It is the song of the episode, but I say it with ire and anger.
Yeah, grudgingly. Because it could have been put to better use.
Yes. And, yeah, so, like, we know the state championship game is episode 9, right? We figured this out.
I think so, yeah.
So then, like, what happens in the next episode? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oof. Oh, there's a sports banquet.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, gross. I don't know.
But yeah, this is the episode.
What do you mean, the episode?
Episode 9 is the...
The championship, yeah.
Yeah, the championship.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out what happens. This is also why, like, I was flipping and, like, trying to find a show to watch the other day. And then I was like, for some reason, like, Gossip Girl came up. And I was like, wait, do I want... I was like, no. I refuse to watch any of those shows because, like with this one, where, like, I can't remember what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I will not be watching any other. Which, I mean, it's going to be so long before we get to Gossip Girl, but still. It's
so long before we get to Gossip Girl.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so. Gotta do Dawson's
Creek first.
I know. Gotta go to the creek. Oh, my God. Phones, everything. Oh, my God. That's telling us that the episode's over now.
Yeah. Time to go. We're done here.
We will be back next week. We're going to find out what happens with all of this chaos and apparently not play basketball. I don't know. Apparently. But we'll see you then.
Bye.